Okay, Kumlana Black Gemara, Rosh Samach Tes Amar Aleph, in the middle of the page. Molak Besmoil Ebelaila. The Mishnah says if you did Malika, the left hand, or at night, which was Puzzle, it achieved something since the Puzzle started in the Beis Hamidrash, the bird itself was alright, that it takes away the Tumah.
Did I establish yesterday that if you Lachatchila did an Avoidah which is rejected, then it doesn't remove the tumor from base.
Yeah, it said if the animal itself or the bird itself had a its own problem, psul started like missing a wing or something else, then you should malika does not take away the tumor. If it's avoided,
you did malika with a knife or something.
Yeah, exactly. Then we said that if you did it, for example, left or at night, then it takes away the tumor. If you did it with a knife, it does not take away the tumor because you did not. That's right. Okay. Says the Gemara, middle of the page, Dav Samach Test 69. You want me to find it quickly? I have one of a clue. yeah, right here. Perfect. So says the Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara. Yochol Yetei Malika Shehi Lefnim. We would have thought that Malika which takes place inside. If you did the Malika inside, or you for example, Metame Begodin Beis Aliyah, I would have thought that if you did Malika inside, it would still be Metame closed with Beis Aliyah. If you did Malika inside and you did something wrong, because it disqualified Malika, I would have thought, okay, there's no good Malika, it should still be Metame. It says in the Pasig that any person who eats, and that you become tamei. Eating, obviously, is only talking about a bird. And it says, an avela or a trefa. And then you become your clothes become tamei. So, therefore, it tells you that this is not an avela. You did malika. Even though something's wrong with a malika, like the left hand or at night, it removes the tumah. So, what do you mean? Hanami avela. This is also an avela. Since the malika is no good, then obviously it's an avela. So, what do you mean? How do you learn that as kosher? Well, let's say we're talking about you did shchita for the bird inside. If you did shchita for a bird inside when the avodah is malika, it is, well, you're telling me that it removes the tumah. Why did you remove the tumah? L'chayda, this is still an avela. El tam aloyim, it says in the pasuk, an avela trefa. Ma trefa. Just like when, so in other words, when do you become tumah if you ate a kosher bird? Only if it's an avela, if it died without shechting, or it's a trefa. Now, what is trefa coming to add? Ma trefa she'ein matera says iser, just like trefa literally. You shechted a bird and found out that it was trefa. So something that the bird is still as us was, nothing became mutter as before. Af kol she'ein matera says iser. So too, anything which is not matir, the iser. No, nothing changed from before the event and after the event. Yotze malika shelifnim. If you did a malika inside, and you did it a puzzle away at night or whatever it is, or you did it a puzzle away, since if you put it on the mezbech now, you don't remove it. So something changed. Before you did the malika, you put it on the mezbech, would have removed it. Now that you did the malika, you put it on the mezbech, you don't remove it. Hoyel v'matera se'isa, since it does something, it has some positive effect. Ein metami begodin beis abliya, we're right in the middle of the page. Ein metami begodin, but therefore it takes away the tumah. Since it's effective in certain respect, it's effective as well. So we learn that from the word trefa. What else is the pasuk coming to add trefa? So the Gemara, hevi ha-moylek, if the moylek brought. Interesting, the simon here. The dinim will be Kates Chayfetz. We want the Kates. We want Mashiach. Isn't this? Kates Chayfetz. We want Mashiach now. This is right where it comes from. So the Kates is the end, which is Mashiach, and Chayfetz we want. It's much more than Ratzin. No, it stands for this. Kachim and Chutz. And so Kachim and Chutz, we'll see them in Chayiv and Pnim. So Kachim, Bechutz, if you... the Moilik does, if you did Malika on Kotcha, but outside Beis HaMikdash, again, that's the wrong activity, because in outside Beis HaMikdash, you do Shchita, not Malika. Malika can be done inside. Moilik Chulin, or you did Chulin, Bein Bifim Bechutz, when Malika for Chulin is no good, wherever it is, because Malika is not a form of Shchita at all. Hoyil, since Ve'ein Matid in the Se'isa, since the Malika did nothing, therefore, Metamin Begodin Beis HaBliya. So, what do we see? The same Nakuda. That if you achieve nothing Malika, it's still Metamin the Beis HaBliya. It's only if the Malika achieved something, even the Marukum, but something, then if you put it on the Mizbeach and you don't take it off, it removes the tumor from it. Not that you're allowed to eat it, but if you did eat it, your clothes don't become tummy. Says Gemara Tanya, would then another brayse similar idea but in a different way. Yochel, I would have thought teishchut shchitas chulin lifnim. I would have thought that if you shecht chulin inside, which is wrong, in the base of Migdish, you're only supposed to shecht things which are mekudesh, not things which are chulin. Or kachim, if you shechting kachim bein bifnim, bein bechutz, or you shechted a bird whether it was inside, but you're not supposed to shecht, you're supposed to do malika. Or kachim, you shechted outside, you're not supposed to do malika. Mitama, basically, I would have thought, well, since you did the wrong thing, it should be that what? Sai the chulin in the base of Migdash, or sai the kachim, wherever, since it is ineffective, it should still be betame when you swallow it. Tam alayim, therefore it says nevela. It says nevela, that only nevela. And here you did shchita. Since you did the wrong shchita, it's still nevela. You're supposed to do malika, and you did shchita, or you're supposed to do shchita outside, you did shchita inside, you didn't do anything. So what is it? It's still nevela. Says the Gemara, el tam alayim, it says treifa. We learn from the word treifa, before you said that we learn from the word treifa, that treifa, when the bird is treif, you didn't achieve anything with shchita, then the bird is still metame. But if you achieved anything, like if you put him in his bech and don't remove it, then it's no longer metame. This price is a little bit differently. Ma treifa, just like treifa, sheshav v'bifnim kibchutz, I don't care where you shechted it, whether inside or outside. The treif has the same din. It's us in both places. I've called Shabbat. The only time that the tumor remains in places, that the din that applies in one place applies somewhere else. Applies inside, outside, it's the exact same din. It's kosher outside the base of Migdash. It's only possible inside the base of Migdash. Therefore, it's still therefore it's not metam anymore. And kochim bein b'fnim bein b'chutz. And then, however, it says, but kochim. Whether it's inside, whether it's outside, hoyel since the loy shav, they're not the same din. We'll soon see in what way they're not the same din. They are the same din. If you take kachim, a bird, you're supposed to do malika, and you shecht it in the base of midrash or out of the base of midrash, in both cases, it's no good. So what do you mean they're not the same? They are identical. They should be tamim. We'll see in a minute. A metamim begun in blyah. A metamim begun in base of blyah. Gemara explains now.
Gemara explains.
I understand the initial word of the braisa that loy shav b'fin b'chutz. If you shecht chulin outside, it's kosher. You shecht chulin inside, it's possible. Okay, it's treif. I understand. It's not the same. And therefore, it's if you shecht the bird inside the Beis Hamikdash, there's no longer tumah because it doesn't have to say because outside it would have been 100% good. Fine. Elo kachim, like you just asked, kachim idib idib sulin. What's the chilek if you shecht kachim in the Beis Hamikdash outside the Beis Hamikdash? You need to do malika and you need chita. So what's the difference? They're both possible the exact same way. So the din is the din should be there. It's tummy. Omar Rava says Rava, no, it does help. Interesting. You know what helps? Out in the Beis Hamikdash, chita did nothing. Absolutely nothing. If you shecht it, nothing. But outside the base of Migdash, if you shecht the bird outside the base of Migdash, facing the base of Migdash, you chayv karis. So even though it's an avera, but your shechita did something. You shechted a bird, it's called shchutei chutz. If you shecht something that belongs in the base of Migdash, outside the base of Migdash, Pesach Chol Moed, the din is you are chayv karis. So the shechita was effective. So the shechita outside the base of Migdash is effective, so it's not the same thing inside the base of Migdash. Inside the base of Migdash, you know, it's not effective. But outside the base of Migdash is effective to a certain degree. Therefore, you're not mekabel tumah. It's not the same din. No, that punfaker. That's called chulin b'azara. Yeah, this is chulin b'azara. Is you bring as machleik is the nice rabban.
When you talk about bringing meat into a town as shchutei chutz, that's not really the correct.
It means it's okay, but exactly punfaker.
Yeah, the shaykhet was from somewhere else.
No. So you shecht another city and trying to bring it down city. And that's a tekonus of modern rabbis because of Hasagas Gvul and all that.
Yeah.
It's not a religious thing.
How old did the tekonus
be? I know the Vad Arba Rots is put into place. Uh-huh. It was about 3-4 years ago. But
so it's Shem Tov's
time. A little bit before that.
Yeah.
In those four countries, Moravia and... maybe for them as well. Okay, Amar is Rava. Im ha'ila lo shchitas chul. We're having more about basa. If the town gets together, make a union of shaychtim and make laws. So that's what they were doing then as well. Amar is Rava. Im ha'ila lo shchitas chutz l'chay v'kores lo toy lo letara midin nevelam. So what do you call it? So we know that it's not metame the birds by chutz, because since the shechita did help something, so therefore it's called shechita. So therefore, since it's shechita for chutz, surely it's a valid shechita that takes away the tumah. Says the Gemara, fine. So that's outside. What about the inside? Okay, outside, understand why it's not mekabel tumah, the veilus oif of a shechita chutz, because he did something. What about inside? Ashkan chutz, of a pnimin olam. What about if he shechted a bird inside? Why shouldn't it be mekabel tumah? So this is the word of Braisa. Because they're not the same. In order for it to be mekabel tumah, there's only something with the same din as inside and outside. Here, the din is different. If so, molak bekachim b'chutz. If you were molak kachim b'chutz, we said before. But if you were molak kachim b'chutz, it is still metame. So lechayde, why? Now, according to you, since the dinner outside, if you do molak inside, you'd have been kosher. You molak outside, why you tell me? But you just said it didn't have to be equal in both places. It's not the same din, so the din should even outside. If you're meilik outside, it should not be mekabel tum anymore. We learn things you didn't do right outside, didn't do right inside, and if the din are not the same, then we say that there's no tumah. Here, by doing meilik inside, that's what you're supposed to do. That's the right activity. So you can't say, oh, because inside that's the right activity, outside you shouldn't be mekabel tumah.
You can't learn the wrong thing from
a right thing, exactly. No, but Tanya, didn't we learn Menayin? How do you know the Yotze? How do you know that if you took something out of the Beis HaMikdash? Shimola Yotze, you put him as Bech, and then you brought it back in, you brought it back, it doesn't come down, because we found the concept of Yotze by Bomber. But by Bomber, that's the din. You're telling me you cannot learn from something which is appropriate place. By Bomber, that's not as possible, we're going to be closed on, make a blind eye. That's the din. Shadi Yotze, Kosher, by Bomber. So he was a ton of this town of the Braisa doesn't learn it from Bamba. As Zoys Taitus Oil Ribus Amakhlei. It says Zoys Taitus Oil, we compare all the oilers to each other, and that's how he learns that Yotze should be similar to Bamba. Not because we're learning Dabra Heksha, Dabra Heksha, it's because we learn out from this Pasik that everything, once you put him as Beach, all have the same thing. Zoys Taitus Oil, all the oilers, you put as Beach, it stays there. Mishnah, now we have three opinions here. What happens in Molak? You did Malika, Benim Tzas, Treifa. So you did all the right things. It turned out to be there's something wrong. There's a hole in the lung, whatever. It's Treif. What happens? Rameh says, well, Einoi Metame, just by an animal. If you shecht an animal, it's going to be Treif. It's not an Avela, and therefore it's no longer Metame. It's only by a bird. Rabbi Huda, and by the bird you did Malika, but the same thing. Malika by a bird is like Shechita by an animal. Rabbi Yehuda says, I disagree. I hold that I don't care if he did Malika by bird, I don't care if he did Shechita by Chulin by bird, you don't learn from a behemoth, and therefore it's still Metame. You don't mean Metame, it is Metame. Omer Amei, Lechid, I have a Kabo Chaymer. Im Nevelas behemoth, Madr by a behemoth, Shemetame, Bemaga, Bemasa. That behemoth is so strict that if you just touch it or lift it, you become tamei. And yet, shchitosa mitahares treifosa mitumasa. If it turns out to be treif, it's toid. Nevelas oif. What about nevelas oif? She'ena mitamei b'magamasa. A nevelas oif that is not mitamei b'magamasa. It's only time you become tamei by a bird is if you're eating it. And while you're eating it, you're wearing clothes. Those clothes become tamei. That's it. So it's very lenient when it comes to tumah. So surely, einoi din. Shouldn't it be she'tei shchitosa mitahares treifosa mitumasa? Surely there should be the one that the shchitosa mitahares tumah. Where it says, "Ma matzinu," and this is, and so watch. That only helps us. It only helps us by a bird, just like you shecht an animal. It takes away the tumah, even though it's treif. So you shecht a bird, chulin. It takes away the tumah. What does that do with malika? So now we go a step further. Ma matzinu. What does shechita by a bird do? It's matarit. What does malika by kachin do? It is matarit. It allows the kohenim to eat the karmachatas. So ma matzinu, just like we find b'shechitase, by a bird. She machsharta la'achila yilari eat it. U'metaheres treifosim b'tumosa. And if it turned out to be treif, it's still kosher. Af melikase, the same thing applies to malika. She machsharta ba'achila. Since malika by a bird of kachin, what does it do? It enables you to eat it by chatas. In other words, it's tantamount to shechita. So too, tita treifosim b'tumosa. Should we talk? That's what Rameh says. Now, Biesi comes with the middle thing. He says, I'll grant you shchita by a bird. If it turns out to be treif, I'll agree with your kal v'chomer, but I'm not going to then extrapolate further and say, and therefore, we'll draw a parallel to osa malika. Because that's already taking the kal v'chomer beyond its next step, and that's called daya lovam and adinskanam. You cannot learn from kal v'chomer more than what last week's pasha.
Does he say that because both for chumim and both for kochim, the way that you get to the behemoth is through shchita.
That's right. Shchita or malik.
No, but malik is only good for kachim.
That's right. So we learn by oy from a behemoth shchita, and then Rameh takes a step further, and we learn malik by oy from shchita by oy. So that basically, I'm moider to your kavuchema, but we learn shchita from behemoth, but you can't then take another step and say, now let's compare malika to
because
not inside the kavuchema.
Malik is only kachim.
It's not inside. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Daya can avail as behema. That daya is enough for kavuchayim and shchitas and tarasa. Let me tell kasha. Second mother, but I made a daughter with daya. I made us agree with this council. Daya, I have daya. The right my toilet. The time we learn and the malaycha medin kavuchayim and kates of yemish shalom moshe bavi yadigavena of a father spat on the face. It would have been locked. You would have been locked up for 7 days. Kavuchayim and shchinas with the shchinas up 7 days. Surely I must be 14 days. Navos daya lovin is ganadin. I'm Rabbi Yehuda above it. A mayor krashkach." Rabbi actually found a pasuk. He's not learning kavuchayim. Kavuchayim etaka teaches only shchita by a bird. Then he has a pasuk with kedorish, and he dashes the pasuk where it says zois toidus habehema of ha'oif. The toidus is equating an oif to a behema. In what respect is equating behema? The chibedu toidus shafts to behema life. And what din are we comparing a behema to an oif? Va'oif to behema. Behema metamba magamasa. They're not even similar. A behema is metamba by touching it or lifting it. Oif ain't a metamba magamasa. Oif metamba begomim b'liya. Oif if you eat it, your tummy close. A behema ain't a metamba. If you eat a behemoth, somebody puts a behemoth into your mouth, you become tummy. If you close, don't become tummy. So they have totally different in them. What's the Torah saying is, Zoyis Torah's a behemoth v'oif. Ella leimelach ma behemoth dova shemachshira. That which enables you to eat it, which is shchita. La'achil is metai treifas. If it turned out to be treif, it's still not metami anymore. Af oif, so too by bird. Whatever it is that enables you to eat it, habo. Af oif, dova shemachshira ba'achila. Exactly. So why does in the Mishnah he bring a kavuchayim? He could have just brought the pasuk because he wanted to say even if you don't agree with the pasuk, Chol Pachas agreed with him with kavuchayim with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, my time, kroashke v'kadodir. Rabbi Yehuda has another svar altogether. He found another pasuk and he dashes that says a pasuk, and any person that eats, talking about a bird. Any person that eats nevela utreifa. What do you do with the word treifa? We read that in the previous braisa. What we learned the word treifa, it has to be shoved b'fnim inside and outside, or something which is a matter iser, something that achieves something. Let's see how Rabbi Yehuda learns treifa. Rabbi Yehuda treifa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda treifa. Lama nemra. Why in the world does the pasuk say treifa? That if you ate a bird, then nevela. Or if you ate a bird, a treifa come to me. What is it coming to add with treifa? We have a machleik in Gemara Chulin where the treifa will live 12 months and won't live 12 months. The manushach. Im treifa chaya, if the treifa lives, so what do you mean if you ate it? Obviously it's dead now. Nu had a nevela, so it's dead. If it's dead, it's a nevela. Amura. So that's included when it says if you ate a nevela, a treifa is alive till your mamash killed it. And when you killed it, it turned out to be yeshchita did nothing because it's treifa. So what are you eating? A nevela. So it's included in a nevela. What does it have to add treifa for? And im treifa, you tell me treifa and a chaya. So even while it's alive, it was already a treifa and if it's not going to live. No, so all it is an availer from the while he was alive. It was already an availer. Had he become an availer? Ella, Allah, it must be to teach you a treifa sheshachta to tell you. It's different than an availer. An availer, he didn't do any shchit at all. And the pasuk then adds treifa to tell you that even though you shechted it, if it turned out to be a treifa, it is still tamei. So I hold by a bird, not just malika, even shechted by a bird. Chulin, if you shechted a bird different than in contrast to behemoth, and it turned out to be that it's a treifa, it is tamei. And that's why the pasuk adds the word treifa, to tell you that even though you shechted it, if it's treif, it's metamei. Omer Rav Shizbel says that that's what you should dash with treif, it means you did an activity, you shechted it, and turned out to be treif. Omer Rav Shizbel, let me ask a question in the chsiv. It says the pasuk that the chelev of an avela, the fats of an avela, or the chaylev of a treifa, you can do with it whatever you want, just what? Don't eat from it. So you can ask the question, what are we already adding in the word treifa? What are you adding to treifa? So, and what do we learn from the fact you do whatever you want? So the Gemara learns out from here that what? The Gemara psachim that it's not metame. That the chaylev of an avela and the chaylev of a treifa are not metame. I'll ask you the same question. What do you need with treifa? Why don't you tell me the avela and metame? The same question as before. What's the treifa add? If it's dead, it's always if it's dead, if it's alive and not alive, it's always it's included in the word nevela. The chelev treifa hasa nami name. According to you, we should learn im treifa chaya luchayd. Ask the same question. If treifa is living, so when did it die? Only so when did it become a problem? Only after it's dead? No, nothing happens. So nevela, had nevela amura. And im treifa chaya, if treifa won't live, had he bechal nevela before? Ella lahavi according to you must be talking about you shechted it. You did shecht it. Turned out to be a treifa, and the pasuk says, "Oh, but the chelev of it is not metame." Ella lahavi treifa she shecht or she chelva toy meklal zarayv mid he metame. That what? That is metame. He's trying to tell you that the basar of the animal, a kosher animal. You shecht it, turn to be treif. You're going to tell me that the animal itself is treif, only the fats is mutter. But everyone agrees that by an animal, if you shechted an animal and turned out to be treif, the animal is no longer tamid. All my chlegs of Yudah May is only by a bird, because the pasuk is only by an animal. According to your drosha, that it says treif, it must be to tell you that what? You shechted, turned to be treif. And only the chelev is tamid, is mashma, but the rest of the animal is tamid. But it's not true. How do we know it's not true? Maybe Taka Behemoth, the Behemoth, is still remains Tamei. Because then the Pasuk, min ha-behemah, from the Behemoth, we say that if you touch the veil, you Tamei. What do you mean from the Behemoth? It's just what I said, v'chiyomus ha-behemah. What do you mean ha-behemah? So we dash and mixes behemah metame, some behemahs are metame, and mixes behemah, some behemahs who are dead are not metame, even though you cannot eat it. Which ones? The ezuzu treif or shechta. If you took an kosher animal and you shechta turned to be treif, it's not metame anymore. No, so what do you do with chelev treif or chelev vechel treif? What do you do with the word treif there? What's it coming to teach you? If your drush is correct, ella treif meboile. You know when you treif must be. What do you need with chelev treif for? The boyle minid lemute tameya to say that there's no tame to mute. There's others which will be tame. Mi shi yesh b'mina treifa yotzezush ei b'mina treifa. That if when do we say that the chaylev is tired only by those animals that the only problem is treif? No, but it's a cow, it's a sheep, it's a goat, and really you would eat it. But why aren't you eating? Because it's treif. But if it would have been a camel, then the fats would be mitame. Why? Because is the problem here that it's a treifa? If the camel wasn't a treifa, would you be able to eat the animal? No. So that's what we need the possible chelev treifa to tell you, that only by an animal where the only problem is limited to treifa, we say the chelev is tired. But also the animal is tired. But shenken, by a camel, we're drawing a distinction between the chelev of a cow and the chelev of a camel. A yotzezu, an exception is, she'ein b'min a treifa, by a camel, say there's no treifa there, the fats would be asin. No, so same thing here. You wanted to learn by a bird. But from the word treifa, hochinami here too, lim ute, let's say that the word treifa comes to exclude oiv tame, that it comes to exclude that an oiv tame she'ein b'mina treifa. To come tell you, exclude that oiv tame, that a bird, but the bird itself is a treifa species. Over there, the bird is takiz matame. But that's where the treifa come tell you.
That's because of the species. It's not because exactly. You found the novella or treifa.
That only those birds that the species is not right is matame, but a bird that has the right species, that comes to the right species, turn to be treifa, takiz toid. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Oif Tamei, Rabbi Yehuda, Mnevela Nafke. Oif Tamei, he doesn't need that pasuk because he learns it from Nevela. He learned the very fact that it's a pasuk that if you ate a Nevela, it says by a bird. V'chol nefesh, as you eat Nevela, all the other birds fall into the category of Nevela. Why? The time you learn, if you don't eat Meyachal, Tei Nevela, Zer Tamei, Me Tamei, Gona, Beit Gliya, I would have thought that. In other words, like this. Maybe the pasuk is telling the word, Moses asked a question. Maybe the pasuk is telling Treif to tell you that which bird is metameyu? Only a bird from the species that Treif is a problem. And that's the only problem we have. But a bird with Treif is not a problem, a non kosher species. Then if you ate it, you wouldn't become tamei. And that's what it's coming for. No longer the drasha you're saying about, you know, the arguments I made. That the shechit doesn't help. Says Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need that pasuk for that because he already knows if you eat from another species, you're not metame. How do I know? Rabbi Yehuda, yochel tehein avelos of tamei metame. I would have thought if you ate a non-kosher species bird, surely you should become tamei. If a kosher species bird, you become surely a non-kosher species bird, you should become tamei when you eat. I would have thought. Tamalei mitzvah pasuk nevela v'treifel yochel mishi surim mishum bal teichel nevela. He learns the word nevela. Where the only problem with this bird is you didn't shecht it. It's an avela, okay. Those birds, if you ate it, you become tummy. Yotzezesha, any solution about taking the avela. If you have a non-kosher species, the problem was that you shechted it. If you would have shechted it, it would have been any better? No. It's always a problem. Elamashu about taking tummy. The problem is about taking tummy. Therefore, it's not a tummy.
It's only that which has the potential to be mutabachilo, which can be matame.
Sorry?
Only that which has a potential that you can be mutabachilo, that's the one which can be matame. The one which l'chatchilo is not shaykh to achilo.
Exactly, yeah.
Can't be
mekame. Is high nami. This also the so if so, what are you telling me that chelev treifa is coming to exclude the chelev that when is chelev only tired only by a kosher species that only promised treifa, but the chelev of a camel, let's say, is tame. I don't need the poske treifa. I can live in the veil as well. For the gemara, if they say high nami teifa glei, why don't we learn that very same din out mechelev veil? Say the same the chelev veil. Me, the only chelev that we say is tired is with the problem of this animal. The fact is that you shechted me. She suri mishum bal teichen veil. Then the chelev is tired. Yotzezu it's not matame. Yotzezu sheizum vechecha. But if a camel, since the problem is not because of a novella, the problem is it's a camel. So surely the chelev remains tamei. It's not included. What I need the word treifa for? I still have a problem. The word treifa is extra. I can learn everything from novella. Ela mishum tamei. If a bird, if an animal is tummy, that's why you can't eat it. Oh, therefore, it's not included in the veil. Therefore, the chaylev is tummy. So, what do I need today for? Ela hay treifa mabay. You know what I need for? La suye chaya. The treifa is coming to include an animal. A chaya, a kosher chaya. Not a treifa, but a kosher chaya. Salka, I mean, I would have thought, misha chelba osir. Let's say only those animals where the chaylev is forbidden. Oops, a bisra mutter. And the meat is mutter, like a cow, a sheep, a goat. Domestic, with mutter. Now, remember, by a chaya is different than a behemoth. A chaya, a deer, you're allowed to eat the fats. So since over there, you're allowed to eat the fat, yotzezush, chelba, bisra mutter, the fats are mutter, I would have thought that maybe it's not mekabel tumme, kamashmalon. It comes to teach you that no, the chelo, a treifa, that only if it's a treifa, so I would have thought that the chaylev of a chaya, since it's not it and the basar have the same din, I would have thought that its chaylev should be metame. That's why it tells you treif to include those animals. With the only problem why you cannot eat it because of treif, which means a deer, for example, or a ram. That a deer and a ram are included. The only problem there is if it's treif. They come to teach you that their fats is also not mekabel tumah, even though the fats and the meat are all the same. It's not mekabel tumah. So that's what I need for to include that. Amalei, chalav bisra mutter kamashalom. Come to teach you. Amalei, maishna tmeya. Why should it be different? Yeah, maishna tmeya. The ein chalav chalav mipsara. That why? What's the tmeya? What's it by a camel, for example? Over there, the entire animal is not kosher. The fats and the meat are not kosher. Nechayda chayin nami chayin also ein chalav chalav mipsara. Why do we say by camel, for example, the chaylev is aser? Because the din of the chaylev chilav is exactly the same din. So the same thing should apply. By chay also, why should taka the din be that the chaylev is toil? Since the chaylev and the bus are exactly the same, it should be the same din. But furthermore, and the pasuk itself, aksiv, it says. You want to tell me something about a chaya, it doesn't make sense. First of all, how do you know chaya? Chaya should be like a camel, because the basar and the chaylev have the same din. Either they're totally tummy or totally toy, but they have the same din. So how can you learn from the pasuk by an animal, where an animal, the meat is kosher, and the chaylev is not kosher to eat? And therefore, it's a totally different category. But furthermore, Vaksiv, it says in the pasuk, this chaylev, it says in the pasuk, the chaylev of the nevela and the chaylev of the treifa, do with it whatever you want, but don't eat it. V'achal le'techle, you shouldn't eat it. But by a chaya, you're allowed to eat it. So obviously, we're not talking about a chaya. So what do we do with the treifa? Elam Rabbi is the Baya, according to Abhudu, who's dashing treifa for something extra. What is dashing treifa by this pasuk? Abaya, treifa, you know, a treifa, legufe, itzrich, we need it for itself to be metaya, the chaylev of a treifa that died. Now, the chayla, isn't that included in the word nevela? If a treifa died, isn't that included in the word nevela? Like you asked, nein, itzrich. Shalai teime, you shouldn't say. Hoyil v'temeya, temeya is asura mechayim, a non kosher species, even while it's alive, it's awesome. It's already a camel, whatever it is. A treifa asura mechayim, and treifa also, even while it's alive, it's already a treifa, it's awesome. Ma temeya, just like by a temeya, chelba tamei, chela remains tamei. Av treifa, so to treifa, chelba tamei. So to treifa, the chela is tamei. Faket, the teacher, the chela is tamei. If so, going back to the bird, how do you know that the word treifa by bird has come to teach you this din? That a bird that you shechted it doesn't help and it remains tamay. You shouldn't say, you shouldn't say that since a non kosher bird is osabachila. And treifa osabachila, ma oiv tamay ain't a metame, just like a treifa bird is not metame, av treifa ain't a metame. Maybe we need it for that. You would have thought we equated to a, we need to, that we would have thought a treifa is not metame. So it's coming to tell you that treifa is metame. Well, furthermore, by a behemoth, mi'ikal and mele treifa mitmeya, how can you even think to learn? We're asking a baya. You want to learn a treifa animal from a tomatic animal, tmeya, lohoysa, lohshasa, kosher, a tmeya, never had a shasa kosher. Treifa, who's has a kosher? The chitema treifa mebet, we're talking about an animal born treif, mi'ikal and mema, but mina mi'ika, but in the minute at least it's shaykh to kosher. So we're going back to the question, what is Rabbi Yehuda saying? Maybe we stop here and continue tomorrow. What's the